going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That's the type of evaluation that most of us had on Saquon Barkley when he came out. That's a generational talent as a running back. Ashton Jesse had generational production in college, but he's just not that level of prospect. So there's other backs, day two and beyond, that I think the Bears will have an opportunity to get. For where they're at as a franchise right now, Ashton Jesse at number 10, I don't think that makes as much sense as some others.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That's the beauty of the draft.
That was Anthony Heron last night with Mark Grody on the draft show. Always.
Nice show. Good job.
What's interesting is that, and I don't want to paint with a large brush, and I understand exactly what Anthony Heron is saying, but I think there are, you know, Anthony played at Iowa. There were a lot of guys from major conferences that aren't as sold on Ashton Jeanty because he's an undersized guy, because he's 5'8" and you know, 202 pounds. He's not like a Big Ten running back, and he didn't do well against the
Big Ten defense.
Yeah,
in Penn State did better against Oregon, but Penn State, when it was a bigger game, he didn't fare as well. You mentioned Anthony Heron, and I respect his opinion and his experience. I worked with Joshua Perry at Chicago Sports Network. He was on the Chicago lead last night. We were debating and arguing about Ashton Jeanty because he has a similar opinion.
Ohio State guy,
national champion, NFL player. So you get that. And I think it also represents how wide the range is of opinions on guys like Jeanty, on guys like Tyler Warren, on guys like Colson Loveland. There are Kelvin Banks. Kelvin Banks, we just heard Ross Tucker, highly respected judge of NFL talent, question whether or not he would be an NFL starter better than Braxton Jones. Yesterday on this station, a regular Matt Miller, highly respected judge of talent, I think he's got Kelvin Banks number one at offensive tackle. So what do you believe?
He thinks that he's more of a left tackle than any of the other. Like, he's a natural left tackle, so he has him as the top.
So he has him there because Will Campbell might be moved inside. Membu is a right tackle.
Yes.
Joshua Perry, to go back to that, he made a compelling argument why the Bears should take Membu and figure out what to do with him because he's the most NFL-ready offensive tackle based on his evaluation.
Right. Well, I told you, I've got a friend who loves Membu who wanted to have the Bears draft him and move him to left tackle, says he thinks he's got the feet to do that. That would be crazy because he hasn't done that, but it's just how you look at players and what you see.
It's what you value. It's what you see. It's how you interpret the competition level. Back to Jeanty. Jeanty not having success against Big Ten level talent on a regular basis, I think is one of those things that maybe raises some concern in some people. The only thing that I have an issue with Ashton Jeanty, because I think if he's there at 10, the Bears rush to the podium
and take him. Yeah,
but I believe that I want to know why he hasn't run the 40 for time.
I keep saying that, David. It's weird. You know, here's the thing. He mustn't run a good 40. If he ran a 4.4 sub type of 40, you know the guy would run it.
It leaves the impression he's trying to conceal something or hide something, like a lack of a burst or a lack of speed. He is known for breaking tackles.
He has broken tons of tackles.
But he's not known for running away from tacklers.
Well, and that...
Not yet.
And that
and
is,
maybe that's a missing element to his game and to the evaluation.
That makes you wonder the burst. That makes you wonder about how many big plays he has in him. You know, you can't compare yourself to Saquon Barkley if you're not able to run the length of the field as Saquon Barkley can do. He's not Saquon Barkley. I'm with you. I think that they could take, you know, five or six players, including, and I found this very interesting, talking to Ross Tucker, who watched Warren play in high school, who knows him as a player and told
compared
these stories
to Ditka
about these unbelievable things he can do. But then when it came to it,
though, Warren,
he's got the other tight end going to the Bears.
Because
he believes
Warren is
going to
go higher.
And he is,
that's how much he thinks
he's likely
Warren is going to be an impact
he's
player.
He's more likely than the other one to go higher. But if they got either one of those guys, that'd be a huge addition to what they do.
It would be a huge addition. It also would be largely a luxury item. And I do think
that
is something that when you look at the other potential choices, you could rationalize, if you want to call it that, you could justify it by saying they don't have Jeanty. They don't have a complement to DeAndre Swift.
Yes.
They don't have a left tackle who is your left tackle of the future at a premium position that is going to be on a rookie contract like they say would with Will Campbell. They don't have an edge rusher if they go that way. If they draft a tight end, it would be in large part a duplicate part. They do have a starting tight end. They're paying handsomely. And I do think that if they select Warren or Loveland at that spot, you could understand why. Because you're going to trust Ben Johnson, but let's not pretend that it isn't a luxury. Because I do think it would be.
Well, and I think there's two parts to that. Like, how good is Cole Kmet? You know, we can argue all day about has he had enough opportunities and why don't they get him the ball more and why, but you know, are they going to get him the ball more because he's on the Bears because Ben Johnson's calling the plays? Or Do they want to get someone so you have two guys and you can – I don't know.
Well,
I,
if they draft Colston Loveland, they're not going to be increasing the targets
him.
To Cole Kmet.
No, they're going
to
feature him.
He's going to take on a secondary
ditto
role.
Ditto with Warren. They're going to feature him.
That's my point. If you draft a tight end at 10, he becomes your number one target when you throw to the tight end.
Yes.
He becomes your version of Travis Kelce. He becomes your guy – in third down and whatever. He becomes your guy that's running the routes to get open when you need a big catch. That's not Cole Kmet right now, unless he has to be. So if you draft a tight end, Cole Kmet is, yes, still starting theoretically because the Bears like to go two tight ends and it doesn't really matter who starts. Ben Johnson's going to use two tight ends a lot, but he's not your primary target at tight end.
No.
He's not?
No. But I wouldn't be against taking a tight end there. I wouldn't be against because again,
that's interesting. So
the reason is because they reflect the coach. If I'm willing to say that I think the coach gets this pick, and if he takes someone that could be a featured player in his offense, well, it's hard for me to then turn around and say, "Why did they draft that guy?"
Well, okay, that's a good admission, but I also think then. It's interesting to me because you don't feel similarly. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but how is that different from Jenty? Because
if they took Jenty at 10, I wouldn't have a problem with
it.
At 10. Yeah. Because it's the,
same
it's
with
the
me.
Head coach the same way.
You're fixated on a position. You love the talent and the potential, and you're going to pair him with Swift. And likely, if you trust Ben Johnson, you think that they'll get the most out of that running back.
I feel like they could trade Swift, and they could get something for him, and it wouldn't break my heart.
But I don't think they're going to.
I don't think they're going to either. But I'm saying I don't personally believe that Jenty becomes part of a yin and yang, part of a running back core that needs both guys in order to succeed. I think he becomes your featured running back.
Maybe not long term.
Just kind of the way I look at it.
I think he'll eventually would emerge in that role because, again, draft status affords you or I think guarantees you. I don't say guaranteed because you're not guaranteed anything in the draft. When you're drafted 10th, if you're a running back, the assumption would be that you're going to be the featured guy in that offense.
No doubt about it.
And DeAndre Swift would take on a secondary complementary role.
That's it.
But I think what you're paying him to do, you're still paying him pretty well too, but that would be right at this stage of his career for him to be a complementary player, used in space, if you will, not a good guy between the tackles. That's your 10th overall pick.
Yeah.
That's his role.
Yeah.
To break tackles, to show that contact balance that everyone talks about, and eventually, theoretically, hopefully, run away from people.
But
not just through them.
You know, I think that there's two other elements here that we don't talk about. One is there's depth at the tight end position. You could go into the second round and get a tight end who could be just as successful maybe not as the first couple of picks, but pretty successful. Ditto with the running back. It's a deep group of running backs, and you could get another one later on that might be as good as anybody you could imagine. You could get, whether you want a home run guy or you want a power guy, whatever you want, there are players available throughout the draft at those positions. So then I go back to the line of scrimmage. You know, I from when we started talking about this draft, and this is before they started fixing the offensive line in the offseason, I wanted them to work on the trenches, and I still want that. I want interior guys on the defensive line. I want a pass rusher, and I want a tackle out of this draft, if not a secondary inside guy later on. I mean, it wouldn't break my heart if they came out of this thing with a few four giant men that could line up on both sides of the football and make them a more powerful
team. Yeah, I think
team.
That's a good way to look at this draft. And if Will Campbell were there, yes, I do believe that's the best case scenario for the Bears. If Will Campbell's at 10, you find a left tackle and you're looking at the next 5 to 8 years of stability at that position. If all goes well.
Yeah.
Typically, it doesn't always go according to plan.
No.
I don't necessarily like the idea of drafting the third best player at a position, as you might be at the tackle spot if Campbell's off the board, if Membu's off the board, and you're there looking at Kelvin Banks Jr. I'd rather have the top player at a skills position, like, say, Tyler Warren, if he's your top-rated tight end, or Ashton Jeanty, if he's your top-rated running back. The best player, the most highly rated player at a position rather than the third highest rated player at a position.
Let's get to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Let's try. Rashad's on the south side. Hey, Rashad.
What's going on, fellas? A little convo this morning. I love to kind of touch on something Ross Tucker had me thinking about. Somebody special in the front seven. I think they're missing a piece or a component that really changes how we truly look at this team. Last year, without Billings, we didn't have anyone special. You know what I mean? So I'm looking at this draft, and I'm looking at linebacker, safety, defensive tackle, defensive end. There are stars there, and they will be available at 10. And it's not a luxury pick. It's an essential need for a team that's trying to make a jump. And you need a guy that can do that. Going back to when they had success with Marcus Anderson and getting double-digit sacks, we didn't expect much from him, but you need someone that can be a star on this team with a role defensively in the front seven. I see about three guys. And I want to see what you guys thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
What three guys? Because I think if Mason Graham drops to 10, yeah, you take Mason Graham. I don't know if any of the edge rushers out and say.
I mean, if you would be the first guy to take Abdul Carter. That's kind of play. But I'm saying, that's what he's saying. He's saying you need a stud on that defensive line that changes the way. You want a player who's good enough to change a game plan against that opponents have to game plan for. We were hoping that was Montez Sweat. He took a step back last year. I think they needed their defensive tackle when he went down, but I don't think he's the great difference maker. I think he's right about having an element on the front seven that makes you like gulp. We're playing this guy this week.
You'd love to have that. You'd love to draft that at 10, but I don't think you're drafting in the top five. You're drafting in the top 10. There's a difference there.
Yes.
When you talk about Abdul Carter being available, that's the only guy I would look at if he's, you know, dropping to 5 or 6 where you'd consider moving up to get or draft because of what Shad referred to. Good call, Shad. I don't think, though, that that's as realistic as maybe. I don't like the idea of giving up draft picks to move up for a player like that. And I don't know that if you're drafting a defensive lineman or an edge rusher at 10, that there's any that maybe fit the category of being too good to pass up unless Mason Graham, for whatever reason, the Michigan defensive tackle, drops to you.
I think that there have been pass rush players like Aaron Donald. The Bears once contemplated trying to get Aaron Donald. Boy, you should have done that.
Yeah.
You know, who just got in the Hall of Fame? The kid from Syracuse. The Bears were
Dwight Freeney?
The Bears were after Dwight Freeney, mm-hmm. and he went higher than they thought in that draft. If you wind up with a player that, like a Hall of Fame pass rush guy.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be a good
that's
draft.
All, that's all
is
you
that
want.
All you're looking for?
Yeah, just yeah, give me
I
the
think
Hall of Famer.
That'd be a great draft.
Oh, my God.
He meets the Chicago media, then he gets fitted for his gold jacket, and then we start the season.
312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.